When it comes to service, we take it personally. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, community-minded just like you.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Join Ken Hartman every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Ken will take an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action, while looking at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, from the station keeping you connected for over 60 years, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Wireless Party Line on this TGIF. I want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProBike Computer Sales and Service. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Bill Gant and Frankfort City Councilman Brent Fuller, joining us in the studio. If you'd like to talk to us, we've got about 8 minutes left in the program at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Anything on your all's mind? You got anything you want to put out there?
I got plenty, but
I just didn't
You got some more wacky stories of people saying there's something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple things I wanted to share. Quickly, this is kind of cool because it's going to be announced today. Some people who listen to WILO are not familiar with this group, Fish. Have you heard of Fish?
Yes, no. Well, I'm at
you
work
know,
here.
You know Fish, right?
Yeah.
But they're kind of, how do you explain them? Are they like a modern-day Grateful Dead, sort of?
Oh, you're talking about the band Fish.
The band
Fish.
I
thought you were talking about the voiceover guy.
Oh, no, not our guy. No, the band.
Yeah, Fish is, you'd be called that, it's a jam band. That's like the Grateful
jam
Dead.
Band, yeah.
Yeah, just long songs.
And quite a following.
Yeah, it seems to have a...
It's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, I had a cousin who followed. She wasn't my whole... through high school, we went to Thanksgiving and Christmas. She was never there. It's like, well, Megan's following Fish this winter. Then, you know what? And then you know what probably following Fish means. I mean, there's a lot we all know. Right,
okay. Right, yeah.
But now she's a lawyer in Indianapolis. So
wow.
She turned it all around.
Okay, wow.
So what's up with the Fish?
Well, Fish is... they're going to come to Ruoff Music Center, and they're just announcing that today.
Okay.
Because they've been around for a little bit, but they haven't toured for several years, and they have this huge following, and people want them to come back and everything. And so they're going to play three nights at Ruoff, August 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Wow.
Those tickets go on sale February 8th, And while I was trying to get some, I sent a proposal off to Live Nation yesterday for 20 tickets. So we'll see what they give us. Also, Dave Matthews Band going to be at the Ruoff Music Center this summer. So there's a couple, yeah.
I kind of feel like Dave Matthews like you do about Disney.
Yeah, I know. I like a couple songs by Dave Matthews Band, but it's like... After you hear one, it's almost like you've heard them all.
Kind of unrelated, though. My nickname at basic training was Fish.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we all met in Indianapolis. I went in with an Indiana buddy platoon, so we all met at the hotel, and so we started a game of pool football. We were all in the pool, and, you know, at the time I could swim 3 or 4 laps under the water, and they said I could swim like a fish.
Okay.
So we all
ended
up having... you know, nicknames before
from
we got down there. You know, there's Fish, and then there was Thumper, and we had one guy, I don't even remember his name, but we called him Alphabet because his name literally had every letter of the alphabet. So, yeah.
Must have been Polish or a big long last name or something.
Yeah.
And it's radio, and it's the family radio. We can't talk about why Thumper got his nickname. We're just going to pass on that one.
Oh, he's going to love this.
We do have a call. Party line, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I had a quick question for Councilman Fuller.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
first of all, congratulations on your recent election.
Thank you.
I actually had two questions for you. First of all, do you have any further ambitions of higher offices after City Council? I know it's brand new to you and you're just getting acclimated right now, but do you have any further ambitions of higher offices? And then my second question, which is probably more important, with the recent passing of Terry Jones, beloved Monty Python comedian, where would you rank the History of Life, Quest for the Holy Grail, and Life of Brian in the Monty Python movies?
I personally love I know you asked Brant the question, but the Holy Grail is one of my all-time favorites.
Well, Thumper.
I knew it. This is somebody
Thumper?
You knew. I can just tell by the way he's asking the question.
Yes. Good morning, Thumper, and thank you for
Thumper.
Calling.
Thumper!
Yes. Hey, by the way, his name was Anagnostu. Alphabet's name was Anagnostu.
Okay, there we go. But I have thought about, you know, what I would like to do maybe after City Council, and, you know, I'm not at the point right now I'm going to announce anything. I have a lot of learning to do, and I think... The Holy Grail is probably one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah. Life of Brian was good.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Thumper. Maybe
more
Thumper will become more regular now.
We didn't get a chance to ask it. Can we say why he got Thumper?
He had that before I met him.
Oh, okay. Goodness. So we don't, look out. It's a high school nickname.
We're safe there, then. All right. Real quick, if you're driving a truck loaded with marijuana and guns... Yeah. You might want to avoid getting too angry behind the wheel.
Yeah.
The Fort Wayne Sheriff's Department, the Allen County Sheriff's Office, says road rage on Sunday led them to a 32-pound pot bust in Fort Wayne. Deputies say they got a call about an angry driver, and when they stopped the suspect's truck, they smelled marijuana. In addition to the marijuana, deputies say they found 2 handguns. So don't, if you're carrying illegal drugs.
How could you be transporting that much marijuana and be angry? You could be hungry, but you're probably not angry. You might be upset that you're hungry, but what the heck?
I've seen enough Cheech and Chong movies. I know they're not
sure,
angry guys.
They're never angry. No. They're hungry.
They're extremely mellow fellows.
Just some Cheetos and Mountain Dew, that whole thing would have been fine.
Well, we all heard how many of those liberals were going to leave America when Trump got elected. Well,
I'm moving
Oprah,
out.
You had all the chicks on The View. I mean, everybody's moving, right?
I was ready to get him the rental truck.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
We
I was going to help
take
him
you.
Pack. However, not a one of them has left our great United States of America.
No, and what you found out, too, real quick,
yeah.
Of course, I'm going to Canada. Then Canada's like, well, we really don't want you
yeah,
here.
Right.
Nothing
yeah.
personal. Don't come here. They don't even want you there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
However, I know this guy is liberal as can be, Neil Young. I love his music.
Oh, yep,
don't
yep.
agree with him on anything politically.
Okay.
But he's now a U.S. citizen.
Oh.
He's from Canada, so he's coming to America and wants
Good.
To be a U.S. citizen. The Canadian rocker made the announcement on his website. He had been trying for months to obtain dual citizenship and explained to his fans that the process was delayed because he admitted to smoking marijuana.
Okay.
On Wednesday, Young
but he
obtained,
didn't inhale.
He did not inhale. He probably did inhale.
No, of course.
On Wednesday, Young obtained his naturalization documents in L.A.
And see, he did it the right way.
Right?
See?
Right.
That he, so he should be a spokesman for that.
Yes, for illegal immigration.
There you go.
The
so
right
we
way.
Take people all the time.
Absolutely.
All right. Big plans this weekend, Bill? Is the band going to be out anywhere?
Just practicing performing? For a show okay. in a couple weeks. But, okay. Yeah, just probably resting up because it's been a long week and taking it easy. And it's going to be Saturday evening. Eh. Although, hey, real quick plug, yeah. just from another musician.
Yeah.
This Saturday, 7:30, yeah. Scanta Theater, $10 tickets for the Frankfort Community Public Library to see Jason Wells.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
haven't seen him,
yeah.
good music and a good guy.
Yes.
In rock and roll and local music and helps the community a lot. And
it's inside.
A good guy.
It's family friendly. And it's a great venue.
Yes, yeah. and it's you can come there what do I want to say, general admission.
Mm-hmm.
So I say on the radio show you can get there early, be the first in line, sit in the front, he'll
yeah.
wave at you, throw you a pick,
yeah,
a guitar
right.
player,
yeah,
try to cop right. some of those licks. Good luck. So yeah, maybe go see Jason this Saturday night.
And I'm really stoked about Matchbox 20 going back on tour.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook earlier too. Yeah, and I didn't know if Kyle was going to be with them. Or not. I know he had been doing some solo
stuff.
I think
so. Stuff. I haven't seen anything where he wasn't.
Okay. I knew he'd been doing some solo stuff, and
all
he
right.
released that album about a year and a half ago. Wolves, I think,
yep.
was the name of it. So, yeah, Matchbox 20. Still rocking.
There you go. How about you? You doing something fun?
No. I think we've got a wrestling meet for Tavio tomorrow. They've got a big, I think it's a dual thing over at Frankfort High School. So
all right.
I'll probably be over there watching kids throw each other around.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Did
it's good
see,
for him.
Did you see that video that father got charged?
That ran out
yeah.
on the, yeah, he
yes.
tackled the kid who had body slammed his son. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He's facing some kind of charge.
And there's
right
more than that one on YouTube, but it happens a lot.
And it's like all wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fine line. Sometimes, I mean, you know, I had a buddy who went to Central, was here and wrestled a kid from Central. And were you a wrestler?
No.
I mean, I was there for one day, didn't make it.
Yeah.
And but, you know, giving somebody like a cross face where you put your hand like this, it's a legal
right.
move. You know, this kid took it personal, wanted to fight this guy for
oh,
a week
wow.
and a half. I mean, so wrestling can get. It gets a little testy.
It's,
I mean, you know, you're
yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean,
weird.
You're up close and personal.
Absolutely,
in a you know,
you're battling
physically
combat.
Demanding sport.
Yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
you know, your testosterone gets
sure.
pumping.
Yeah,
and,
you're trying to throw another guy to the ground
and
pin him.
And
yeah.
then you're a parent, you know, that your kid out there. You start, you know, yeah.
Right. See, my
you
son know. Started doing MMA fighting, and he's going to Virginia twice now for fights.
Wow!
And just watching his. Videos on YouTube,
yeah.
I could feel my adrenaline.
Yeah, you get all kind of geeked up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, cool.
Well, Bill, thanks for coming in this morning, man.
Thanks
and,
for having me.
Brant, good to see you, and thanks for rolling by.
Hey, thank you, sir.
All right. And thank you for joining us, too, and thanks to our sponsors as well. They are Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milliner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com. Made possible by ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Schultz IGA, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. We'll be back with more Party Line Monday morning at 8:30. Have a great weekend from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.